Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Cosmaster.org Monthly Terror. This is the very first time that we're doing the Monthly Terror as a podcast instead of just a lump of text on the blog. And I thought this might be a nice little surprise since I've been holding out on the Monthly Terror for the last 2 months. So let me know what you think of this new format. So here with me today, we've got the regular Biscuit Dough. And we're also joining us today is Rabbler, who was meant to be on the podcast last time but wasn't.
I'm not sick today.
And I am. I've got a crazy cold.
And we are apparently.
And, we also have joining us today for his first debut is Pepe.
Hi, everybody.
Special guest live from Japan.
Our Kazumatsuri.org Japan correspondent. I have a horrible cold. The symptoms just got really bad when I got up to do this recording, so I apologize about that, but if I don't record this now, then it's never going to get done, so we're just going to go ahead and do it. I can edit out my coughing, but I can't edit out my blocked nose, so I apologize for that. And Biz, apparently you're sick now, too.
Yeah, Biz.
Yeah, man, look, before we started, I really had to use the bathroom, and I was completely fine until I stood up and walked down my hallway and then just got assaulted by every allergy you can imagine.
The world is trying to prevent us.
But I feel a little bit better now. I got to sit down and wrap up in my blankie, so Rabla got Aspie sick, and then apparently we sat down, and now I'm sick too, so this is just a bad day.
Yeah. And I guess I should also make the little disclaimer that we won't be censoring our language here, so if you're a little one or you don't like swearing, then listener discretion is advised.
Please.
So then, let's get started. We're trying to cover of the news that's happened in Kazumatsuri.org and Key in the last 2 months in what I hope will be 30 minutes. We'll see if we go over that. Let's get right into it, eh? So what have we got first? We got we got a bunch of birthdays. I'm going to list off all the birthdays that happened in the last 2 months. We got Rin, the Fujibayashi twins, Sanai, Haruko Kamio, Yusuke Yoshino, and Master Inohara. And I think that's it. I might have forgotten someone, but I think that's all the character birthdays we had over the last 2 months.
Yeah, not counting the CU birthdays.
All right, we all have to clap now.
There we go.
Did anyone make like a shrine with a birthday cake and their wife won the screen or something?
No. I just complained in the Skype chat.
Masato is my waifu.
Nobody cares about key characters anymore.
All I did was lift weights. I just lifted weights all day.
What are we doing with this site? Nobody cares anymore.
for Masato,
we're in the wrong market.
I just had a gigantic mug of protein shake.
Oh, that sounds pretty cool, actually.
I stuck a candle in the mug.
Okay, so...
Speedrun.
Come on, guys.
Okay.
So, earlier in September, we had the launch of the new version of the Kazumatsuri.org site, and that's really cool. That was something I was working on for a very long time, probably too long, and I'm very happy with how it turned out. The front page is looking good. We have all the key game information pages, with lots of cool information on, you know, where to buy the games, what they're about, how to read them in English. Thanks, Bad. So yeah, if you haven't checked those out yet, then they're pretty cool. And if you want to get someone into key, that might be a good place to start. What else have we got? We had Happy Autumn Day. Ayaka Kitazawa's concert was announced and happened. I don't think they've finished touring yet.
The Osaka tour just finished like 5 days ago? A week ago, yeah.
Yep.
And she's gonna perform in Tokyo next week. Yeah.
Cool. That's on
November
15th.
Not sure exactly how many songs she can perform. Probably her whole album.
Are there any recordings of that stuff, like a DVD or anything?
They haven't announced anything, and recording a concert is technically not allowed over here.
Yeah, that was fun to look out for, like a DVD or something.
Maybe
like
you should go, Pepe.
Yeah!
It's expensive.
Don't worry, I won't pressure you.
I'm not even sure if I can buy a ticket at this point in time, because it's like 1 week left.
Yeah, probably not.
Yeah.
Anyway, so what else we got? We got Tomoya After's the PS3 edition was sold at Tokyo Game Show.
Yeah, retail copies.
That's the perfect edition?
No,
PS3 edition.
No. Perfect edition was PC.
Okay. Yeah. Because that was like a limited edition thing that's only available at certain events. So they
yeah,
did
it's really hard to get a copy of that.
What else did we have? We had Takafumi's All Ages patch for the Winter Confetti Air translation. That's pretty cool. And we didn't mention that on the blog, but yeah, it's definitely worth mentioning.
I'll chuck
a link in the description, but yeah, just check it out if you're interested, because that's really cool.
Has anyone tried that out? How does it play so far?
I had actually just finished the VN, so I couldn't make
I
use
might
of it.
Use it when we do end up doing air.
I'm
definitely looking into it.
Yeah, I have to play it later, so I might put the patch on.
I'm planning to use it because like when Kazumatsuri starts the book club, I'll probably try to play along. But I still need to find a copy of the Memorial Edition, which I haven't been able to find yet. It's actually not as easy as
I thought. Well, this is for the Standard Edition, I believe.
I think Taka's patch made it work with
the Memorial Edition is already all ages.
Yeah, but if you install the patch of Winter Confetti, it'll still have like the H scene text or something.
Yeah, I believe that's how it goes.
I think Takafumi somehow removed it. I don't know what he did. Anyway.
Get the Standard Edition and apply Takafumi's patch. That'd be my recommendation.
So
what else we got? We got Rune's post was quite popular at the How Popular Key Girls in Japan. I thought that was really cool. A little bit of exclusive content for the site, I thought.
Yeah, we won't go into that, but you should look at it. It's on the front page and the forums.
Easily the most interesting part of that was the H content filter and how it altered the results. It was kind of crazy.
Yeah, basic.
Not really.
Basically, he just did like
kind of
he recorded data for how many PixIV entries were for each character and used that to judge popularity. It's interesting.
Yeah.
So what else we got? We got Planetarian came out on September the 12th.
Yeah,
we kind of did a podcast about that, so you might want to check that out.
It's alright, you know.
It's actually been released.
It was alright.
We had the Visual Arts Summer Sale. Pepe, took us through that.
Yep.
Do you want to talk about that a bit?
Yeah, I'll talk about it. So the Visual Arts Summer Sale is a special sale by, well, obviously Visual Arts, but like 80% of the whole sale was all Key-related merchandise. So I think it was really more focused on Key more than anything. And it was in Gamers in Akihabara, which is kind of a small building, but it has a lot of floors, and one whole floor was occupied by the sale. And basically they sold lots and lots and lots of Key merchandise, official Key merchandise. So, and
lots of pictures.
Yeah, yeah. I took some pictures, and if you're interested in seeing like what sort of thing they hold in a sale like that, yeah, you could check out the post. And they had a few sale exclusive items, some of which are actually being sold now in Visual Arts' online store. Yeah. Mm.
An update I need to look into.
There was that art book or something. Yeah, the Little Busters.
Yeah, the
Little
Busters Visual
Perfect Animation Book.
Yeah, Visual Perfect Animation Book. I actually got myself a copy of that. It's basically every JC staff artwork of Little Buster is in existence, probably, all in one book.
Pretty awesome. I was going to get it, but I ended up buying Dodge instead.
Sorry, Rabla, what do you say?
You showed that to us in the Skype chat, didn't
you? In the launch party. And then Cluck showed the counterpart, Y Schwartz cards of that. That was pretty cool.
Oh,
gosh.
That was great. Anyway, okay. Moving on.
The based Ricky card.
So we have Little Buster's the radio show ended on September 12th as well. So that was a bit sad.
Rest in peace.
Oh. Rest in peace.
Did anyone try listening to that?
It's something I always wanted to get into, but the language barrier was too much for me.
Yeah, I really want to check it out, but
maybe not there yet.
Maybe one day in the future.
Yeah, I could just come back to it, because there's heaps of that was gone for years, I think.
It's always nice knowing that there's more Little Busters to have, even though it ended, we still haven't got to touch it yet.
Yeah,
so.
Seriously. So, we also have, Takafumi has, another Takafumi mentioned, has been working on, sprites for Suginami and Little Busters. If you don't know who that is, that's, the girl who had a crush on Riki.
Yeah.
Nice introduction, if you don't know who that is.
Which I'm sure a lot of people don't. But if you hang around Kazuma 3, then you're probably are familiar with her.
Pretty important character, hey.
And so, he added sprites for Suginami. I don't know if it's been done yet. I think
the sprite is, like, finalized. I don't know about actually patching it in, but it's definitely been a project that has been through many phases, trying to find, like, the perfect thing. I know the hair was a struggle, and it actually looks
and
pretty
the ribbon,
good now, though.
Of course.
I was pretty happy to see it come to fruition,
They'll be officially released alongside the upcoming episode Suginami Root by Asperity.
The Spidey, damn it. Get my name right.
Yeah.
No, it's Aspie.
Aspie.
Archon. Okay. And, alright, we'll save that stuff for later. And we have the Little Buster's Refrain anime is coming out in English in 2015. I think that was like January. So I've been waiting on that for a very long time.
20th of January.
20th of January, cool. And yeah, so we've been waiting on that for a very long time. That was like announced in 2013. We're only just getting it now. But better late than never, I suppose. I still have no idea what Sentai Filmworks plans to do with X, if they plan to release that at all. But I guess we'll wait and see. So yeah, we had the Planetary Book Club came out. And that's all the unimportant stuff, I think. Now, I'm gonna let you guys take over and talk about what you want to talk about. Sound good?
Sure.
I guess.
Who wants to go first? Let's go with...
All right,
Pepe, you go.
All right, sure. Okay. So, alright, where do I start? Other somewhat unimportant stuff, Little Buster's card mission kind of ended in October. A bit sad that they won't be adding any more new fan art, but honestly, I found it kind of hard to play anyway. So for now...
Angel Beats.
Yeah, everyone's on Angel Beats Operation right. Wars. You should totally play it. We have
guys,
a thread and everything.
Guys, no. Guys, calm down.
Sorry.
So good.
No Operation Wars talk until later.
Okay, fine. Alright.
Really?
If you say so. Oh, hang on. I have to grind for the event.
Gosh. Okay.
Alright. After that, translation progress for English patches. Little Buster's EX has been having a little bit of progress recently.
Yeah, More than a little.
Compared to the last past few months, it's quite a lot. It's like maybe a 5% boost, and they're now like 98% translated, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was like
more progress
dead
than usual.
It was dead for years, pretty much.
Yeah, more like months. It was more like 1% every few months.
Last I was checking it, it was at like 60%, man. It wasn't going anywhere. And just in this past like 6 months, it's just woof, it just went up there.
Yay.
Don't you mean past 6 weeks?
Little Busters.
Killing it.
So basically EX might actually come out at some point to get hype.
Yeah. So 2% of the text left to translate, and then just editing, and hopefully it comes out within, I'm not counting this year, but within next year.
Yeah, I'm hyped for that.
Okay, and then...
I read through Sire with the machine translations, but I still haven't read Kanata and the other one.
I started Kanata. Sashishima Shirami. Couldn't really get into it, and I know like the anime's been a thing for a while, but I just can't. I can't do it. I gotta read it this way.
Yeah, I gotta read it too.
So I'm still as in the dark as possible about everything. So.
Science route is fun. That's all I'll say.
Yeah, I know a lot of people really like it.
Based Maida.
All right, so. What else have we got?
The other fan translation? Yeah, Harvest Festa Rewrite Harvest Festa has just been officially picked up by Amaterasu. Yay!
Yay, finally!
So, just her progress update. I'm looking at the page now, and they're at about 5% translated.
Yeah.
So it's a while off, but it's going.
But I believe X-Rec talked about like he couldn't update the spreadsheet.
Yeah, there was an issue with the updater. It was not getting... it was only updating whenever, like, an entire thing was finished or something like that, so it's not actually...
Yeah, so the progress might be a bit inaccurate, but it's going places. X-Rec is known to,
like, it'll be,
to translate, like, really fast.
It'll be accurate when it updates, but the actual updates are going to be kind of far apart, because it's not going to be ticking up, like, it's just going to be jumps. Because, like, an entire route would have to be completed, for example, for it to finally update, as this has all been updated. Like, it's not going to be, like, you know, 10% of this route's done, 20%, it's just going to be the whole thing whenever it's finished. Yeah. I don't know if that's been fixed yet.
Well, something to look forward to, probably, I guess, next year as well.
Yeah, X-Rec's known to, like, translate really fast, so hopefully it won't be
based
too long.
Based X-Rec.
Not really that long.
Based X-Rec.
Yeah, X-Rec's so good. one of the interesting things about that is I wish we had Nash's in here, because he did some QC work for Amaterasu, and he's been trying to get in there again. I don't know if he ever has, though. I'm trying to reel him back.
Yeah, he does. We need him on the podcast.
Oh yeah, that's pretty good.
It's awesome. So what else we got, Bebe?
Well, we already talked about Happy Autumn Day and the summer sale. Should I talk about key points?
If you want, but that's more like this month. We should wait for the next one.
Let's not like hold back on stuff. Let's just talk about what we can.
All right.
My voice.
That's all right. Okay, so key points. For those of you who still don't know what it is, it's a fanworks convention for key related stuff. Essentially, it's Comiket for key. And they held their 6th convention this November 1, and thankfully I was able to go, yay. So, I made the post with pictures and everything, and it's up on the kazumatsuri.org blog, you should totally check it out.
That Dorj.
Yeah, that Dorj cosplay.
Oh my god.
It was really cool. Yeah, so...
Oh my god, that's amazing.
Yep. Everyone was really having so fun happy. With it. Yeah. It was super fun, and I like how the cosplayers, you know, like interact with each other. They're all having fun and playing around.
Yeah, like,
it's really fun to watch.
Would you go back again?
Oh, definitely. I'd go back again. Definitely, I'd go back again.
Would you fly us out there?
Hazmat Suri panel.
Maybe if I strike oil or something, yeah.
I want a Kazmat Suri booth.
Yes.
What'll we sell though? Suginami route?
Waffage.
Suginami route. Yes.
Nah, actually. Oh yeah.
No, we'll just be there as the English speaking key fans.
Yeah.
We'll just interact.
Okay, I guess I can talk about it here in the podcast. Something.
Just put a sign up on the table that just says "Speak with a foreign fan." Just sit there.
Ego kudasai. All right, I guess I can talk about some stuff that I saw being sold there since I didn't put that as part of the coverage. So most of the stuff being sold was fan art. As expected, like we had the big name people like Zen and I don't know who else is big in the fan art industry. I'm personally a fan of Remotaro, and then yeah. a few people were making like remixes, but there were only like two or three tables of that. Another circle made video games actually. Like they made an RPG with the. Little Buster Sprites, was it? Yeah, I think it was Little Buster Sprites. I think they called it Little Busters in Dungeons or something. I guess based on Dungeons and Takafumi.
Dungeons and Takafumi?
Exactly,
yeah.
Exactly.
Dude, I want to play that.
Yeah.
That sounds cool.
It's pretty cool.
Up.
I don't know how to find it. Oh, that's a problem.
Yeah.
I should have bought a copy, but I didn't. Or is... And some guy also made like custom car decal stickers that you could buy and stick on your car if you wanted to. I guess it's pretty popular with the otakus here who own a car.
Yeah. Have you seen Mrs. Ukamiyo's car?
Oh, the Itasha?
The planetarium car, man.
Oh my god.
Oh god, the car is sick.
Oh yeah, that was fucking cool.
That guy.
God.
Shout out, check out his car.
Yeah.
Not shout out to him, shout out to his car.
Yeah, just the car. I think there was actually like a random fan that bumped into it on the street and took a picture of it and then like sent a picture of it to Sakai Project and like, oh, that's, you know, that's Susie's car or whatever. Yeah. It's like, oh my god, that's awesome.
Pretty cool. So,
okay, so we're running low on time, guys, so can we start moving on?
Yeah, so that's pretty much everything, and they'll have their next key points sometime next year, maybe May or June, and I'll probably go again and cover it for you guys so you all can see.
I want to come too.
Me too.
Yeah.
Saving money.
That's fine.
You have enough time to save.
I have a job
okay,
now. Yeah.
Clannad takes my $1,000.
Hey.
Speaking of Clannad.
Speaking of Clannad.
Some pretty big news that we should probably cover before we wrap it up here.
Probably.
So, we already said earlier, obviously, our Planetarium book club came out, released by Sakai Project. We all read it and talked about it, and you should check it out if you didn't already.
Yep.
But just after we wrapped that up, a whole lot of information has started pouring out about Sakai Project's Clannad Kickstarter, which their Prefundia page has been put up now, and it has all the super cool little, you know, stretch goals and stuff like that, what you can get if you would like to donate, which you totally should.
Basically, the Prefundia is just like a pre-Kickstarter, just giving you a preview of what the Kickstarter will be like.
Yeah, so it's basically telling you, you know, get your wallets ready now, because you're about to get hit hard next month.
Yeah. And they just announced today, actually, that they plan to go let the Kickstarter go for 60 days, and it'll be...
Yeah, at least 60 days.
What did they... What was their quote?
Kickstarter's max is 60 days.
They want to make sure that it runs at least 60 days, and...
Past Christmas.
Running well past Christmas. That's the one.
Yeah, it runs well past Christmas, so I'm kind of under the impression that it's probably going to start in December.
So they can steal your holiday money.
Yay!
Yeah.
So I basically have 2 months to make $1,000. because I'm getting that tier. It's going down.
I want to, but I don't think I'll be able to.
I'm doing it.
Yeah, but I'm going to try.
I'm going to try. Hopefully it doesn't sell out like hotcakes.
Dude, just to have an autographed copy, a physical box of Clannad, signed by Tarik Hanaway.
So cool! So cool! Anyways, so yeah, that's definitely something to keep an eye on. We've got a nice little blog set up, a bunch of information and stuff. If you want to go talk about it and discuss what's going on about that, you totally should.
Yep.
And get hype, man, because this is a big deal. Planetarian was a nice starter, but this is like, whoa.
This is what's going to make it or break it for a few fans in the West.
Like, hype train going to maximum limits.
Crazy.
Definitely keep your eyes on that. And then the other nice little announcement.
Yeah, go on.
You have something to add to that?
I was just going to say that the final tier is $3,000, and you can get...
7,000?
A Shinji drawn by Itaro Hinoe of a character of your choice.
Yeah, it's $7,000.
They updated it?
No, it's always been $7,000.
They changed it to 3.
It's still 7,000.
Yeah, man. I said it should be 3, but it's 7.
That's 7. That's a lot.
And it's limited to 3 backers. And you may choose a single character for the drawing.
I wonder who would go for that. I hope it's someone we know.
There's a lot of other information that I really want to know about it, actually, is like what the tapestry is going to be, because it's going to be a special kind of exclusive to this thing, kind of tapestry.
The key goods box.
The shikishi that Hinoe's has of all the characters and stuff that I really want to see. Yep. A lot of stuff. Cool little bonuses there if you decide to donate. Which
you'll get from the $1,000, yeah.
So what's the other thing you want to talk about, Biz?
Yeah, the other thing I want to talk about was that Itaro Hinoe, who we were just talking about, has a little doujin project going on, which is going to be at Comic-Con, right?
Yes.
I can't recall the number.
Yeah, Comic-Con 87, this December.
Yeah, and it's being promoted by Key. They put it up on their site and everything, because obviously Hinoe is a part of their team. Yep. It's being written by Leo Kishida, and it is called Holy Breakout! Yeah,
with an exclamation point. That's important.
Yell it because got an exclamation point.
Yeah, you can't forget
that. That
Holy Breaker, the witch betrayed Blue Moon Wicca.
Yeah, there you go. Aspie actually has a nice blog about it, and there's a pretty good. You did a pretty good translation job on that synopsis. It sounded pretty good. There was she had released some art a few months back that everyone kind of was like, what is that? It must be something.
Everyone thought it was like, yeah, from Rewrite. They thought it was like Kotori and Kagari or something like that.
But yeah, it's kind of this crazy kind of sci-fi kind of story. It's about, you know, witchcraft and it's kind of crazy world stuff. A very,
fantasy,
very out there
fantasy
stuff. Yeah, there you go. So yeah, it's definitely something to keep an eye out for. I don't really know what's going to be going on, if it's going to be Comic-Con exclusive or not.
Personally, I love the idea of AVN based on Wiccan mythology. That shit is interesting.
Yeah, and what's really fun about this whole thing is that, you know, we were talking about Key and how Planetarian was kind of this. In the middle of all this other stuff going on, they released this kind of smaller visual novel, and then at the same time now we have, you know, the Clannad Kickstarter's happening, and then we have Angel Beats, which is kind of in this limbo, ironically enough. All the stuff's been going on, and then just out of nowhere, oh, by the way, in 2 months there's going to be this kind of doujin VN that's going to be released, and it's written by Leo Kishida. Who obviously is doing
best writer
work. He did the Mio Root Little Busters. He did Tomoyo After with Maida.
That sounds great.
A lot of really exciting stuff coming out.
At the tail end of October. To add To add in on that, I'm just checking the website now, and I think it's been updated. I didn't see this a few days ago. It now has character pages.
Yeah, those are there. That was actually, that stuff was put up on the Dengeki site, so they probably just kind of moved it over.
You know, yeah, I'm just a little bit sad that there's a male protagonist.
Yeah, I was, oh my god, I was hoping that the chick with the scythe, I was praying that she was going to be the protagonist, but let me down, because it's got to be another dude chilling in high school who sees some stuff happen, and I was like, no!
We can't break out of this mold.
Yeah, that
probably get two roots, then.
Hurt a little bit. But yeah, man, so that was really exciting. It just
and
kinda,
it's all ages, too.
It is. Oh, wow. Okay. It's all ages, and I think the other thing that was announced is that it has no roots, no choices or anything. It's just straight on.
Oh okay.
Yeah. Never mind me.
I missed that.
I didn't know that either.
No roots. It's just straight on. Tony actually told me that.
So it's
okay,
a kinetic novel.
I'm just looking into this, because I didn't put that on the blog yet. Okay, cool. Awesome. Anything else anybody wants to bring up before we start to wrap this up?
Little Busters 4 coming! No!
Oh, yeah! No!
Little Busters 4 coma has ended. Serialization is over. It is done. Goodbye. Oh, and by the way, Angel Beats has a new 4 coma volume coming out.
Oh, cool.
It's starting a new series.
So Little Busters is being replaced by Angel Beats now. Yay!
Woohoo! I mean, oh.
In everything. The card mission. And
yeah.
Hey, yeah. Hey, Biz, do you want to talk about this month's Angel Beats visual novel updates?
Yeah. Okay, we're done. Those are the updates for this month.
Shut up.
And with anyone that, else? Let's wrap it up. Alright. Thanks, everyone, for joining me today. Let me know what you think of the new format. This was very much like... I don't know, maybe a bit unorganized, but, you know, we had a lot of trouble with the sickness going around, but I think we pulled through.
We had 30 minutes to shove 2 months in here, so...
Yeah.
We did pretty good.
If you like this format, then we'll be back next month to cover the month of November.
We're also thinking about rotating people so that we can try to get more members on here, you know, depending on what stuff... Obviously, Pepe was great to have in here because he had a lot of stuff about events that he had partook in. That was really cool to kind of add things in there. So it would be even cooler that whenever there's some other event or some fan work going on, we can just always have more people in the community coming on here to talk about stuff, because that's one of the cool things about Kazumatsuri is just having tons of community interactions and things like that. It's so fun just kind of throwing everybody
in absolutely.
Here, stuff like that.
You know, I might just throw this out here while we're here. If you do want to be a part of the podcast, let me know. Just fire me a message. And, you know, I might give you, if I haven't already, I'll give you like a little... audition or something. We could like test out your mic and see if you're good at like talking, like if you're a confident speaker. And if you feel like you'd be at home on the podcast, just fire me a message. Especially if there's something in particular you want to talk about that might have happened on the month of the monthly tarot we're doing.
If I can be here, so can you.
Yeah, we got Pepe on especially because he was at Key Points, and that worked out well.
Yeah, no problem.
So yeah, thanks for joining us, everybody, and I hope we'll have you back for the next monthly tarot in a month's time. Thanks for joining us, everyone.
Bye.
See ya.
No problem. Bye.